You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
It describes the character of Esav and Yaakov. So we are informed that Esav was right, but what is he saying in the pasuk about him? Yeah, Ish Said. That means Ish Said. Yeah, Ish Said simply means that he liked to hunt and bring food for his father all the time. Another insight here is Said means he used to hunt his father by his mouth. Like would ask him, how do you give maaser on salt or on hay, the food of the animals? He would ask very, look like, very complicated question, very complex questions. So that was Said Befir. It would trick his father by pretending that he's very sharp. And Yaakov Avinu, what was the...
Ishtam
Yoshev Ha'alim. What does that mean? Ishtam Yoshev Ha'alim. Tam. What does tam mean?
Complete.
Tam. Right, complete. And Temimut. What is... What does Temimut mean?
Very
naive. It says, we have a commandment to us. It says, Tamim Tihye Im Hashem Elokecha. Tamim Tihye Im Hashem. What does Tamim mean?
Not to go left or right, just
to go straight. Yeah. Tamim, right, means that, first of all, you never ask any questions, you know, you never complain, and you strictly like to do the will of Hashem. That's what Tamim means. Yoshev Ohalim means Yoshev Ohel.
He's learning.
And not that he's sitting at home. No. That Ohel means Ohel means the Yeshivot. Why it says Ohalim and doesn't say Ohel? Yoshev Ohel. What's the difference between Yoshev Ohel or Halim? Why it says Yaakov, Ishtam, Yoshev. Ohalim, how many tents he had, or where would he go? Where? Yeah, he would go to different, like at that time, there was Shem and Eber, those were the scholars of the time, the Talmid Chachamim of that time. He would go and learn as much as he would be able to learn. It's not like, you know, he was satisfied with one source. He would go everywhere to be able to learn as much as possible. So now, obviously, we see all of a sudden, Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom was told that he has to go and get a blessing from his father. So how could somebody that is Tam and his Yoshua Hanim would go and trick his father? No?
It was not a trick. He cannot do it. His mother told him.
Understand. But no matter who is doing it, but the Torah witnesses that you're talking about a character that is absolutely pure.
But what do you go up?
Understand. No, but the question here is... No, let me explain to you. Like, let's say somebody comes to you and says, you know, can you shech this chicken for me? You know how to do shechita, to slaughter chicken? No? Please do it. Please. I'm hungry. Please do it.
Yeah.
Why you can't?
It's not kosher. The way I do it.
What do you mean it's not kosher? Now, I'm asking you, please, or maybe the other way, you know, somebody forces you. Say, if you don't slaughter this chicken for me, I'm going to beat you up. You will do it?
Yeah. You could slaughter, but you cannot eat it.
Understand? But would you do it? Would you do it?
Yeah.
You would do it? But you... No, he's not going to kill you. He's going to just beat you up good.
I agree. That's no problem.
No problem. But you don't, you know how to slaughter?
No.
So now, Yaakov Alav Shalom, yes, his mother forced him and so on, but there's a contradiction here. We just explained the character of Yaakov Alav Shalom is Tam, Yeshev Ohanim. How can you do such a thing? It's not you. I mean, it's not your personality. Just like I come to you and say, slaughter this chicken for me. You know, I don't know. I have no idea how to do it. So now, Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom, the Torah witnesses. He's the purest person you can think of. He, all day, the only thing that he's thinking about is
Torah.
To learn Torah. So now, all of a sudden, you see, what? 180 degrees, it changed. How could it be such a thing? Huh? What do you mean? No, he went and told Amesav.
He lied to his father.
No.
Yeah? You can say, maybe, yeah?
Trust is
not there. No. You're not paying attention. It's not matter that you're listening to somebody. But if it's not in your capability, and it's not your character, how can you do such a thing? Or like, let's say, you know, you're asking somebody, let's go skiing, right? And he doesn't know how to ski. He's going to come with you. No, he's not going to come with you. Well, he's going to break his leg. Huh? You follow? But you don't risk. You know, you need your knee. You know, you're not going to risk. No, you're not listening. You're not listening. Yeah, exactly. Chazak Baruch. See? Yeah. So that's a whole mind-boggling matter that, you know, we're trying to find out. How could Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom do such a thing? You know, the Torah is not that, you know, we're guessing, but the Torah says he's a Tam, Yoshev Ohalim, that's all he's thinking about. And the Tam means he never think twice to Chazak Shalom. To cause...
So on what base he did it?
I'm sorry?
What base he did it on?
We're in the process to find out.
He did it.
No. You see, that's not the point.
No, the Torah is not against the Torah. You could listen.
Say one more time.
I understand the personality after being so honored, after being who you are and representing what you are. You will not do anything against that to go especially lie to your father.
I understand, but it's not you, no matter in what it's condition, it's not going to do it. No, it's not going
to
do it.
Would he do it if your mother wouldn't tell him to do?
No. So how did he do it? That's the whole point. See, you cannot go against what the Torah says. Whatever he did, but you cannot ignore what the Torah approves of him. It says he's a Tam man. He never do such a thing. He will never trick anybody. That's what the Torah says. Then all of a sudden you see, yeah, he did. What do you mean? So what did he do? You know, he went in and they says, No, he asked him 3-4 times, and every time says, Are you the one? Are you the one? Says, Yes, I am.
I am, sir.
Yeah. So what else do you want?
No,
he was wants to be clear that he's giving the blessing to the right.
Right, son.
Yeah,
right.
Let's
see. Okay. Let's see, find out. No. We have time tonight. No. Now, I want you to sleep, you know, in peace, you know. So now here we see the Chaim Menu Allah Shalom before he sends Yaakov Avinu for the mission to be able to be successful in a task that she's given him. So he tells him, before you go, you must do something. What did he need to do before he goes to see his father? So now we see Yivraham Avinu Alo Shalom tells Yaakov Avinu, you have to wear the clothing of the Esav before you go get the blessing. So now, was Yitzhak Avinu able to see, you know, what type of clothing anybody wears?
No.
So what difference does it make that what is he wearing? Is he going with pyjama or tuxedo or suit?
What's
the smell? Huh? The smell
is
not. No, the smell. No, the smell had nothing to do with the clothing.
She asked him to wear the ramaut, the vest that Esav is using when he's talking to people.
Ah.
The clothes are hotter than Adam Arishon.
Well, yeah, Esav used to wear it whenever he would go to visit his father. Yeah.
Maybe
so now.
When he wore the clothes, he changed Yaakov from Kamil.
So. Chazak
Baruch.
So you find out the answer. Very nice. So now here, Yivraham Avinu Alo Shalom knew that Yaakov Avinu never, ever is able to do such a tricky thing. The only way we can change Yaakov, that we give him the clothing of the Esav, so then he will be able to go in and pretend that he's Esav. But without the clothing of the Esav, he would never, never be able to do such a thing. So what did Yivraham Avinu do? Cover them with attitude and character of the Esav. How? By having to wear the clothing of Esav. So now, so what is the message here? And we have, as you probably recall, in Parashat Chukat, we see another subject that when Aharon HaKohen Alav Shalom passed away, you remember the subject? When Aharon passed away, what happened? No, right, right. After the clouds of glory disappeared, right? The Anena Akaba disappeared. And then we see all of a sudden it says that Kana'anim, they wanted to attack Amistad. Yeah, who were they?
So
Rashi HaKadosh explains that these nations that wanted to attack Amistad were nobody except Amalek. So then we see here, all of a sudden, that Amistad, they make an oath, they make a neder. Say, if you give this nation in our hand, they didn't say which nation it is. Why? Because who were that they were going to confront? They were speaking like Kena'ani, but they were wearing the clothing of the Amalekim.
No,
so they didn't know.
They disguised themselves.
No, they looked like the Kena'ani, but it was talking like the Amalekim.
No.
But they could not see. No.
They were speaking like Kena'ani, and their clothing was like Amalekim. So now they didn't know. How come they speak like Kena'ani, and they're wearing Amalekim? So he didn't know, are they Kena'anim or Amalekim? So now the question that is asked, is it Amalekim? So if you don't want that to be recognized, which one you should change?
The clothes.
The clothing, not the language.
Yeah.
So how come they don't change the clothing? Follow?
Because they could not fight without those
clothes. You understand?
You don't want
to be recognized. So how come you only change your language, change your clothing, so then they're not going to be recognized? So now the point of the matter here is that the Amalekim, they're teaching us, when you change your clothing, then your identity changes. That means everything based on what you wear. Whatever you wear, it's you.
And the name also.
So now here we see Divrei Imenu before she sends Yaakov Avinu to Yitzchak Avinu. He says, I know you cannot do it. But now I have to reprogram you by giving you the clothing of Esau. That's how he was able to do it. So now, here is a very powerful message. If the clothing can change your identity, your mahiyat, you know, and make you different thing, different human being, more so, something you put in your mouth that you're not supposed to do. If the clothing can change you so drastically, oy vavoy, you put something in your mouth in a day or the night, the chas v'shalom, you're not supposed to eat it. Chas v'shalom, that you know what happens to your whole system? That means you completely erase your identity. Why? Because that the effect that he has, more so that something that you
eat it every day.
No. So now here, so that's the point that sometimes you say, what the difference does it make, you know?
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.